We continue now with Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Dav Dalet Amud Aleph. We're going to continue about 10-12 lines from the top of the page. The Gemara previously presented an idea that Dayovesh was someone who was Achmit, that his personality changed from someone who was a friend to the Jews to somebody who became an enemy, to somebody who was, he soured his relationship with the Jewish people changed. So the Gemara says, Viba Yisema, another possible source, Minolan da Achmit, how do we know that in fact this change took place and Dayovesh at a certain point soured? So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Daniel, the Chassid, it says, Nidvach in the Evan Glotlasa, Vinidvach the Otchadus Vinivkasam in Bayis Malkutis Yahiv. This pasuk is describing Dayovesh's instructions as to how the Beis HaMikdash should be built. And the pasuk says there should be three rows of marble and there should be a row of wood in between. And this comes from the expenses that were provided for building the Beis HaMikdash. So says the Gemara, Lamele Dayovet Hachi. Why should there be wood in between the marble? The marble obviously is the main part of the structure of the edifice. So what does the wood accomplish? So Savar, he thought, that if the Jews should ever rebel at any point, so my intention would be to burn the Beis HaMikdash. And so therefore he had to make sure that the Beis HaMikdash was built in a way in which it would be easily destroyed. So he builds it partially out of wood, so now it's flammable. It's something that could burn to the ground. So what do you see? So you see that obviously he was not especially righteous at this particular point, because he went ahead and he created the Beis HaMikdash in a way that it could be at any point destroyed. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Atu Shlomo Lavet Hachi? Didn't Shlomo Melech do the same thing? Vaksiv, the pasuk says, Shlosha Turei Gazis, Vatur Krusus Arazim. It says there should be three rows of stone, similar to what we find over here, and also a row of Arazim of cedar wood. So why is it that when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash in such a way with a row of wood, we don't assume that this is in any way reflection of his rishus, but when it comes to Dayovesh, so we say Achmit, that he went from being a good person, a tzaddik, to a rasha. So it says the Gemara, Shlomo Ovid Milamala, V'ihu Ovid Milamata. Shlomo Melech, so he placed the wood on top, and Dayovesh put it on the bottom. Meaning that when Shlomo went ahead and he built the Beis HaMikdash partially out of wood, if the wood would have destroyed, it would not have, if the wood would burn, it would not have destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. However, Dayovesh, by building it on the bottom, so this would guarantee that if it was ignited, so the entire structure would fall. Shlomo Shaki Bivinyona, Iulo Shaki Bivinyona. Says the Gemara, furthermore, Shlomo Melech, so he placed the wood into the building, whereas Dayovesh did not. So it was not as exposed and therefore not as flammable. And finally, Shlomo Sadye Besida, Iulo Sadye Besida. And Shlomo plastered the wood with lime, also again, making it something that would not be particularly flammable. Dayovesh did not. So you see from the way Dayovesh constructed the Beis HaMikdash, with the very clear intention of making it, if necessary, making something that could be easily destroyed. So the Gemara says, we see from here that Achmitz, that he literally soured, that there was this sort of personality change that took place in Dayovesh. And then the Gemara provides another source, how we know this. Rabbi Yosef, Yitim Rabbi Yitzchak, come and we know in the Achmitz. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef, those who say Rabbi Yitzchak, say, how do we know, again, that his relationship with Klal Yisrael soured? Mehacha. So the Gemara now quotes another pasuk. The pasuk says, this is a pasuk from Nehemiah. The pasuk says, Vayomali Amelech Vahashegal Yosheves Etzlo. That the king said to me with the Shegal that was sitting next to him. So says Gemara, my Shegal, what is this a reference to? Some Rabbi by Lima Vishmei Derav Kalbasa. This is a reference to a female dog. And Rashi says over here that this dog was Lemishkov. This was for the purpose of the Yavash being able to have relations, to sodomize the dog. And Rashi goes on to say that this is something which is forbidden not only for Jews, but for Bnei Noach as well, are not permitted to engage in this sort of depraved behavior, that such an act is something which is forbidden for all of mankind. And so therefore this is also a source we receive from the Psukim, that Dayovesh was someone, the Achmitz, that he became, again, someone who was really quite a terrible person. So Sagamari was saying, wait a second, Elamiyata, if you're going to tell me that Shegal refers to a Kalbasa, a female dog, as we're saying right now, so Hadduch Siv, what about this Pasuk? The Pasuk says, V'almore Shmaya Hisromamta, Ulumanayo divesa hayasiv kadamach vaant v'ravivanach shelgaseich sheglaseich ulechinaseich chamra shasayin b'hon. That pasuk means that you raise yourself against Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You exalted yourself literally against Hashem in heaven, and the kalim, the vessels of his house, were brought before you, and you, and your nobles. And again, here's the word again, sheglosach, and your concubines, they all drank wine before them. So it says the Gemara, v'shegol kalbosahi. Now, if you can tell me that shegol is a kalbosa, female dog, so kalbosa bas mishtaya chamrihi, is a female dog something that would actually drink wine? Right? Because the pasuk over here seems to say that the sheglosach, whatever that is, or whoever that is, drank wine. So it says the Gemara, it's talking about a dog, because dogs don't drink wine. So it says the Gemara, halukhasha demalfala vishasya. This is talking about a case where the dog can be trained, and in which case, if it's trained, that it'll do anything you want, even drinking wine. Normally, a dog does not go out of its way to drink wine, but it can be trained to do so. So it says the Gemara, well, here's another direction. Lemiato dechsiv. The pasuk says, benos malachim biyikarosecha nitzva shegal mincha bechesem ofir. The daughters of kings honor you. And again, there's that same word over again. Shegal. Shegal stands at your right in the golden jewelry of Ophir. V'ishegal kalbusahi. And again, if you can tell me that Shegal is a female dog, mai kamavasir luhu navi liYisrael. So what exactly is the Navi telling Klal Yisrael in this particular pasuk? So it says, Gemara hachi kamar. B'schar shechaviva tol Yisrael. K'shegal avodu lo'ov dekhavim. A reward for the Torah being as dear to Klal Yisrael as a shegel is, as again we're saying over here, as a female dog is to Ovdei Chavin, to idolaters, the chisem l'chesem ofir. You will merit the golden jewelry of ofir. The Gemara continues with another possibility over here. V'ibay seimel olam shegel malkasi. It could be based on these questions that we've raised, we could actually say no. Shegel actually is a queen. The Rabbah Bar Lima Gemara Gamila. So why is it then the Rabbi Balim, as we saw, suggested that when it says Shegel in reference to Dayavesh that sat next to him, so it didn't mean, as it normally means, a queen, but rather it means a kalbasa, a female dog. So he had a special tradition that taught him that. By my Karila Shegel, so if that's what it means, so then why does the Pasuk use the word Shegel, which usually means a queen? So says the Gemara, Shahayisa Chaviva of Keshegel, because it was as dear to him as a queen, Inami perhaps, because it sat next to him in the place where a queen normally sits. So even though normally when it says Shegel, it means one thing, it means queen. Over here, Rabbi Bar Lima had a special tradition, a special Masorah, that it means Kalbasa. And the reason why the Pasuk says Shegel is because there, you know, either she was, the dog was as chavivatim as a queen, because she was sitting in the place of the queen. But we are not forced to explain in all these other situations that Shegel means anything other than queen. Now the Gemara now quotes one other possibility as how we know that Dayavesh changed, that his personality, his relation with Klal Yisrael soured. Minol and the Achmitz. Meyachad the Gemara quotes one other pasuk. The pasuk says, "Aksaf kakrin meya v'ad chintnin korin ma'a v'ad chamar batin ma'a v'ad batin meshach ma'a umlach di lo ksav." The pasuk says, up to 100 talents of silver, and up to 100 cords of wheat, up to 100 baths of wine, and up to 100 baths of oil, and salt, and unlimited salt. Again, over here, this is also, as we saw earlier, this is part of the instructions that Yavesh gave to Ezra, which basically outline and list all of the supplies and all of the commitments that Yavesh was making to the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So he's saying over here, you could have silver, and you could have wheat, and wine, and oil, and salt. So, mikara b'lo kitzusa, b'hashta b'kitzusa. Says originally, when he says you can go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash, so there was no limit that was set. And now, he starts setting limits. So apparently, there was some sort of change, that originally, he seemed to have a very generous spirit, and he was willing to go ahead and to give and give and give and give. And then at a certain point, and the Gemara seems to be suggesting, there was a certain point, the Achmitz, where his relationship with Klal Yisrael changed, it soured, and he was no longer willing to give as much without limits. Says the Gemara, V'dilma mikara lo havi kimle b'ktisusa. Maybe originally there was also a limit. He just didn't stipulate them. He didn't actually determine exactly what they should be, because he didn't know at the time what exactly their needs would be. So originally he says you could build a Beis HaMikdash. And then when they actually start planning and looking and seeing exactly what's going to be needed, so he has a better sense as to what's really needed. So he defines what the limits are. So says Gemara, fine. So that's therefore not a good proof. Rather, we go back to the examples that we gave earlier. The Gemara, again, previously gave three other examples as to how we know that the Yavesh, his relationship with Klal Yisrael, soured. This last example, the Gemara rejects and says it's not really such a good raya from here, because it could very well be that there would have been limits set initially. He just didn't know where to set those limits and what they should be. Okay.